45. Shout out to 45. Shout out to 45. Chicka, 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 Trump. Trump is starting his hush money trial. I've never seen a president under this much scrutiny in my entire life. Not one. Not one. I've never in my life seen a former president under this much scrutiny and duress, especially over there in New York and Manhattan. It's crazy, bro. Insane in real life.
Donald Trump has arrived in court, and he is set to become the first former U.S. president to face a criminal trial. This comes as the Republican nominee is fighting his battle to retake the White House. Katie Lyons is tracking the story. Trump has arrived, we understand, at the court. What did he have to say?
Well, Manus, he repeated lines that we have often heard from the former president in regard to the many legal cases he is facing. This, of course, just being one of four criminal indictments he has faced. On his way into the courthouse, he spoke with reporters saying this is an outrage. This is political persecution. It's a case that never should have been brought. Of course, this case was brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has charged him with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records related to alleged hush money payments paid to porn star Stormy Daniels in the days ahead of the 2016 election. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all of these charges, and he is right now in the courtroom sitting at the defense table as these proceedings get underway. They are historic, the first time a former U.S. president has ever stood criminal trial, and what they kick off with is jury selection. This could be a lengthy process that could last 1 to even 2 weeks as they try to weed out jurors who can be impartial and fair in assessing the fate of former President Donald Trump, who, of course...
Now, you know that that's impossible. You know that it's impossible. You know, I don't like it when people say, oh my, like, because context matters. And when you're talking about a former president, or you're talking about, you know, being judged by a jury of your peers, look, we all know that that previous judgment, especially from a financial perspective, of the woman that allegedly says that he was wanted her and all of this other type of stuff, that he didn't actually do nothing to her, but it was just a civil trial. We all know that that's a crock of bull crap, bro. Honestly, think about it. Hey, can you be impartial? And do you know anything about Trump? Mm-mm, I don't know nothing. I'm going to be impartial. I'm going to just look at him as a regular person. It's literally impossible for a person, especially in the social media era, and you're a former president, and people have a vested interest, and they basically take a side of whether they're with you or against you. It's really impossible for you to have a fair trial. I'm just telling you. Seriously. It's impossible.
Is the presumptive Republican nominee. And to that point, Manus, this could have serious political consequence for him. He is required to be here in person at the court every day of this trial, which will be every weekday except for Wednesday. That will keep him off the campaign trail. He is spending a great deal of resources on his legal defense. And potentially, depending on what the verdict is, this could impact outcomes of the vote in November. A Bloomberg Morning Consult poll of swing state voters back in January surveyed across the seven swing states likely to decide the outcome of the 2024 election. More than half of them say that if Trump were to be convicted of a crime, they would not vote for him come election day.
Which is, in my opinion, one of the reasons why they're trying to do this in the first place is to distract you from the thing that we actually care about. Seriously.
And Kaylee, in terms of...
And then Trump... Here, let me pivot for a second. He said what he wanted to say, and he spoke about it ahead of his trial. I also had read that a judge was trying to put a gag order on him and prevent him from being able to speak publicly about the trial in the first place. But this is what he had to say.
Happens. This is history happening right before our eyes. Let's listen.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case, and they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case. This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
Hey, everyone. MSNBC.
I believe that that's exactly what it is. And I don't think that you can honestly say that it's not exactly what it is. Unfortunately, I think that they're actually making him bigger. This opportunity to try to distract him from being on his campaign and stuff. And it just, think about this for a minute, y'all. Oh, man, we just going to happen to bring all of this stuff up and make sure that we prosecute it in the actual election year. We're going to prosecute this in the actual election year. Make sure that all of this stuff happens in 2024, right before the election. Come on, man. Y'all think that this is logical? Y'all think that this is actually real? Y'all think that this is not planned? I don't know if y'all remember, but they say that the Atlanta mayor and Fannie Willis actually met with the Vice President of the United States of America over in the White House right before the charges was filed against them in Georgia. Come on, man. Why y'all can't just beat them fair and square? Just beat them for real, in real life. Just beat them fair and square.
Here we go. Happening today, former President Trump's historic New York hush money trial begins with jury selection, making him the first ever former president to stand for a criminal trial.
That is a big deal. Brooke Singman is here with all the details this morning. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, guys. Yeah, it is. The jury selection process could take up to 2 weeks. Now, potential jurors will be asked 42 total questions, including which cable, print, and social media platforms they get their news from.
The Millionaire Morning Show. Hey, guys, which cable networks, online media, websites, blog, or social media do you get your information from of what's going on as far as your news? Come on, man. Stop. Look, it don't even matter what side of the aisle you on. You know that this is all silly. There's no way that you can get an actual real trial, a fair trial, when you somebody this popular. Tory Lanez was convicted in a court of public opinion. And so I can go in there and say anything. I don't know. I only get it on Bloomberg News. I only get it on Bloomberg. I don't get it on anything else. Stop, bro. Stop.
They will also be asked if they have ever attended a Trump campaign event, if they follow him on social media, and if they have ever attended anti-Trump rallies. Judge Merchan, who is overseeing the case, says there are no questions asking prospective jurors who they voted for or who they intend to vote for or whom they have made political contributions to. Now, the former president is facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Those charges are related to an alleged cover-up of a hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Now, on it,
y'all do realize that they're prosecuting him for Stormy Daniels. They're doing a huge prosecution over in Manhattan about Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels, my dog. Jesus Christ. Stormy Daniels. He's literally about to go on trial for Stormy.
its own, this alleged crime is a misdemeanor, and the statute of limitations has already run out. So Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg must prove that Trump intended to commit a separate crime in order to secure this felony conviction. Now, the former president's lawyer says the facts are on Trump's side. Listen.
One of the craziest things about this case was the fact that what we're dealing with here are misdemeanor offenses that through this weird legal alchemical process, Alvin Bragg has attempted to convert into felony offenses. I truly believe the truth is on President Trump's side, and there's nothing that any of these witnesses or anything the New York DA can do to change that basic fact.
Trump is expected to attend this full trial. He says, quote, I will be fighting for myself, but much more importantly, we'll be fighting for our country. Election interference like this has never happened in the USA before and hopefully will never happen again.
Well, I guess we're just going to keep in mind what's happening. I'm going to be following it. I'm going to keep you guys up to date so that you guys stay informed of what's happening out here in these streets, man. I do think that this is unprecedented. And it's unfortunate that they're trying to manipulate the, in my opinion, I think that they're trying to manipulate what's going on in the election.